And now this. There's a very odd document that recently surfaced in the case of accused terrorist Jose Padilla. When he pleaded not guilty to conspiracy charges in a Miami courtroom last week, prosecutors revealed what they said was his application for entry into the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. The government says it discovered this paper in Afghanistan. That suggested a question for the explainer team at the online magazine Slate. Do you really need to fill out paperwork to join Al-Qaeda? Here is Slate's Andy Bowers.
Not anymore. Would-be terrorists only filled out the data forms when Al-Qaeda was firmly entrenched in Afghanistan and coordinating its activities with those of the Taliban. These days, the term Al-Qaeda refers to a loosely knit global network rather than a centralized organization. Before the U.S. invasion in 2001, some recruits were asked to fill out personal data forms before enrolling in Afghan training camps. The data form ascribed to Padilla, for example, includes sections for language skills, religious training, and professional or military experience. It also asks for a reference, state the party that recommended you, and the address of an emergency contact, which is optional. Another section of the form presents a series of checkboxes after the question, what are your plans after training? The options include train and return, jihad, and work within a group. Experts say Al-Qaeda didn't have much of a bureaucracy even before the invasion of Afghanistan. Some trainees filled out the data forms, but others didn't, and the early stages of recruitment relied on personal relationships. As far as we can tell, that's still how it works today. Aspiring terrorists seek out and make contact with the global movement through religious study groups or like-minded family and friends.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor, and that explainer was compiled by Daniel Engberg.